It is time for sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. And how about those Giants? Huh? The Giants bolster their NFC East title hopes. They won a big game yesterday as they downed Seattle 17-12. The Giant offense is so-so. They're not making many mistakes, so that's good. But the Giant defense over the past 6 weeks has really become a pretty good defense, really stymieing a very good offensive team yesterday in that win. The Giants now have 4 wins in a row, and they are now 5-7. I do believe that's what they are. I'll have to double-check. But they're on their way to being a respectable team. Not saying they're going to win the division. I'm not saying that they're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm saying that it appears we are emerging from the darkness of where we have been as a football team. Meanwhile, the Jets, not so lucky. They had a game. They thought they were going to get their first win. Boom, with 9 seconds left. It was a 42-yard pass play for a touchdown, and the Jets lose. Moving on, the New England Patriots really put on a show as they won big yesterday. They are now even up. They routed the Chargers 45-0. And last night, of course, when you take a look at football, Kansas City managed to cement their place in the playoffs, and also the New Orleans Saints have cemented their place in the playoffs as well. And as far as football tonight, well, yeah, we do have football tonight. As a matter of fact, we not only have football tonight, but we have football that is coming up today and tonight. This afternoon at 5 o'clock, Washington takes on Pittsburgh. And then tonight, San Francisco takes on Buffalo. And then Tuesday, Baltimore plays against Dallas. So we have football Monday, Tuesday, Thursday this week, and then into the weekend. So that is the sports news. That is the decent news of what we're talking about this morning. And, of course, it involves the National Football League. And like I said, the return of the Giants to respectability. Like I said, now, this doesn't mean that they're a great team. It means that they are a team that is improving. And it appears the Giants have hit the jackpot with who they hired as coach. Baseball news, already sad news for the Yankees, as one of their players, Gio Urshela, is likely out 3 months after elbow surgery to remove a bone chip from his right elbow. 3 months recovery time, so we'll have to see how that goes into the regular season. And in college football, well, Alabama stayed the unanimous number one in the top 25 AP rankings. Buffalo earned their first ever nod in the ranking. The way the AP poll looks, first place Alabama, Notre Dame second, Ohio State third, Clemson 4, Texas A&M 5, Florida 6, Cincinnati 7, Indiana 8, Miami 9, and Iowa State 10. So those are the rankings for the college football. That's from AP. That's not the computer rankings. That's the AP rankings for college football. And that is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.